So there's Joelle, and then there's the organization. And man, did I not like the way they have handled this, and specifically yesterday. I really lost a lot of respect for Nick Nurse as a front man for the organ. I did. I lost.
Why, Joe?
Because I'm going to play some answers for you. And
I disagree with you on this. And I'll listen open-mindedly.
Sure.
I felt as though Nick Nurse yesterday was put in nearly impossible position where he didn't like what Joelle was, you know, doing. He didn't like the fact that he was being informed that Joelle was unavailable. It almost felt like he was as ticked as we are. Now, maybe I'm imagining that. Maybe I'm reading into that because I am so ticked about it. But I find it interesting that you don't feel that
way. This isn't new to Nick Nurse. So you look back to when the Raptors, when he was the head coach, won the championship. Yep. Kawhi Leonard was doing load management and rehabbing a knee injury all throughout. He played 60 games that regular season.
But, Devin, but what did Kawhi do that April, May, and June?
He played the most minutes out of anyone and dominated in the postseason. I'm saying this could be a similar strategy to what the 2018-2019 Toronto Raptors did.
Well, I'll agree that there's a strategy. What I have a problem with is I don't think he's, and here's the thing. And
there's no way you don't start the year.
Yeah, John, and look, we'll play the audio in a second, but I'll just tee this up by saying this. I don't think Joel Embiid is missing games 1, 2, and 3, at least, because they're trying to have him healthy for April, May, and June.
There's no way.
I think he's missing games 1, 2, and 3, at least, because he is not currently healthy.
Exactly.
And that, and that
he
has to be.
Didn't play in the preseason, and he's not ready.
It has to be he is not 100% healthy.
Or near 100%.
You wait an entire offseason. There's no way you deliberate whether or not you're playing in the Olympics. You know, if it's going to set you back so much that you won't be able to play in the season opener. Playing in the season opener really does matter.
Well, and here, Devin, here's the other thing I'll say to really push back on what you said. So, 82 games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know Joel has come out publicly and said he's, I forget the exact phrasing, but probably not going
to
play back-to-backs or will not. Okay, so let's just say he plays no back-to-backs. 82 games minus 15, we're at 67.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's take out the first three games of the season we know he's already been ruled out of. Now we're at 64.
Mm-hmm.
Before anything else, no new injuries, he plays game 4, he plays the rest of the season other than back-to-backs, he's already down to 64 games. Like, there's a great chance, in my opinion, he plays in the 40s this year.
Yeah, but I think that's the intention.
But that's a disaster because
is it? Nothing else has worked.
But James,
he hasn't worked playing in the 60s and the 70s. Like, that has not worked for him. He has not made it through the playoffs. Why not try something different?
But here's, you'll be a 7 seed, maybe.
Why not try? Answer my question real quick. Why not try something different when Embiid has yet to make it through the playoffs? Why not?
Well, see, I don't love the nature of your question because I'm going to answer, but I want to make a statement before I do.
You're sending a message.
I think he's injured. So I'm not saying don't play him less for load management purposes during the regular season. What I'm saying is my antenna tells me he is an injured athlete.
I think he's always going to be an injured athlete.
No, but he wasn't previously.
Injured now, you're saying.
He would be healthy.
He would be healthy
until he would get injured. And then he would come.
He's always got stuff, man.
Well, like,
it's just wear and tear.
But
the wear and tear
has gotten worse.
Of course it has. He's about to be 31 or whatever.
That's not
much
old
worse.
In NBA terms.
Hold on. It's not so much worse.
300 whatever pound guy that is, man.
So what was your question? I want to answer because
my question is why not try something different?
They should try something different.
Well, they are.
They should try something different. But when they go to an extreme level where, if I had to guess, he'll play 45 to 52 games, that to me is too extreme.
Trying something different is not sending a message to the rest of the team.
But James, they lost in the first round last year in part because he missed like 2.5 months.
Guys, that was a unique situation.
But James, if he plays 45 games, they're a 7 seed.
But if he plays 45 games throughout the course of the season, they play together more. It's not like he's not ramping up for the playoffs right after coming off surgery, all that stuff.
Better talent around him. Last season, they lose when he was out because it was him and Tyrese Maxey.
Paul George helps. But here's the other argument. No one's going to convince me if he plays 35 games entering mid-March instead of 60 games at that point entering mid-March that he's not going to get hurt in mid-March
he
anyway.
Might.
He always gets hurt.
He does. But the point is, he always gets hurt when he plays 60 or more games. Every single freaking time. Let's find out what happens when he plays 45. Like, why not?
Okay, all right, okay, fine. But play the beginning of the season. The message that you're sending to us, the message that you're sending to his teammates is that he is broken
what
down
is his
already.
Risk of getting he's injured again is much higher already. Because he's not ready to play yet.
Exactly.
It's
he's ramping up.
All right, but James, the Nick Nurse should have said that.
Look, I'm not
say it.
I have no disagreement between the way the Sixers organization is messaging it and handling
it. Right.
I'm just saying purely on Embiid, like I'm willing to try something different.
Okay, I understand your point. Let's listen to Nick Nurse yesterday. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. So I think people know, but if you don't, no Joel tonight, no Paul George. Paul George, it makes a ton of sense. He got injured recently. He apparently will be back pretty soon. Joel, we don't know. We just know that the Sixers announced he'll miss at least the first three games. We'll see how much longer it goes. Nick Nurse was asked a series of questions about it yesterday. For the most part, I did not like his answers. You be the judge. We'll play four pieces of audio. Here's Nick Nurse on the Joel situation.
Was there like any setback that he had with the Olympics? Because he was able to come back, and now all of a sudden he's, you know, ramping up.
There's been no setbacks. No, we've, again, he's really active. He's lost some weight. He's out on the court, et cetera, just kind of sticking with our plan of making sure we're getting him in a really, really good place before we get him playing live.
All right, I do not believe that he told the truth when he said there's no setback. I just don't believe it. John, do you believe it?
I don't know. No, because I am absolutely certain if he were healthy, he would be playing.
I agree
with you. I am absolutely certain.
I agree with that.
For the start of a season, if you're healthy, you're out.
For the first
on the court.
Listen, you can pick your spots of when to play him, but I don't think they would not play him the first three games.
No way. Maybe
you play the first two and sit out the
third. There's no way you say, hey, he's out the first week.
Yeah,
guys.
I don't think he's healthy.
It's the first week.
And the coach didn't want to admit it yesterday. That's what I think happened. Let's listen to more. Here's Nick Nurse. I thought this was a terrific question. I thought it was a bad answer.
You have guys right now. Joel already said he doesn't want to play in back. Back to back, that's missing 15 games. You're taking it lightly with PG as well. Is there any concern that, you know, you guys aren't going to have enough continuity by the time the postseason comes around, or you may not be in the seed that you would prefer heading into the playoffs?
Not yet. No, not yet. I mean, listen, I think that we're being really smart and sticking to the plan with Joel. PG obviously wasn't. Him not playing was certainly not part of the plan, right? He had an injury in a game, so we're managing that now. Absolutely respect how good both conferences are. East is really deep, West is really good. I mean, going out there and winning ball games is going to be a challenge, not only for us, but for everyone every night. But we got some depth and we got some experience and we got some good players. We're going to go out there and see what we look like.
How can the answer be not yet?
We're going to see what we got some players on the bench we're going to throw out there what we look like.
So here's the thing. I think Nick Nurse seems like a great person. I think he's a good coach. Like I think he's a credit to Philadelphia sports, but I hear that answer and he's not keeping it real. And I know you can make the case he's got to be the general of that team, that group, those 15 players. And he's got to not put out there to the world or to them in their brains, hey, guys, we might, you know, lag without Joel. Okay, I understand that. But you also have millions of fans that are smart enough to know if Joel Embiid misses 35 games, you're not going to have as high a seed as you'd otherwise have. You're just not. And for him to not say the answer to that question is yes, there's a concern that if he misses a bunch of games, you're a lesser team. It's just foolishness. John, we all know when we talk to Sirianni, when Howie Roseman's on our show, when any of these coaches do interviews or press conferences, we know they always walk a fine line between what they really think and what they're willing to say, what they want to give to the public and what they want to hear their players hear, what they say to the public and what they tell the players privately. Like, we always know there's a fine line, but don't tell the public there's no concern that if he doesn't miss, that if he misses a bunch of games, it'll hurt their seeding. He is, when healthy, one of the five best players in the world. Of course it'll hurt their seeding. They were just a freaking 7 seed last year and had to face a good Knicks team and got bounced in 6 games, which was a lot harder when they used to be a top 3 or 4 seed and they face a bum team. I mean, come on. When I say that I lost respect, that's not keeping it real.
No.
And Nick Nurse had a responsibility upon coming into this organization and for the duration of his tenure, however long it is, because of the failures of Ben Simmons and Doc Rivers and Joel James Embiid Harden. In the past and James Harden and all on and on and on and all those guys and all the nonsense they pulled, we as a fan base needed somebody. Because Josh Harris doesn't do this as an owner. We needed somebody to be, you ready for it? An adult. Someone be a freaking adult. And I do not like that answer at all from Nick Nurse. I think it's disrespectful to the fan base.
And it is not keeping it real. And Joe, when was the last time you remember a star not starting the season?
Chase Utley.
When he was healthy.
No.
Oh, when he was healthy. Probably never.
It's never happened. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
This is preposterous that we would be expected to believe that Joel is that Joel's healthy while not playing.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. And don't try to tell me it does.
I'm with you. All right, so I want to play 2 more pieces of audio here in Nick Nurse. But first, Ross, so you asked... One of you asked, I think it was you, Ross, like, okay, the whys of why I was thinking. So, Ross, what's your reaction so far based on what you've heard?
It's funny because I can see where John's coming from in terms of the frustration from Nick Nurse. You know, I think he knows that he is the only voice, but he can't come out and say the things that he wants to say. He's in a tough spot, Joe. You want him to keep it real and say that he's concerned about the seeding, but he's not going to say that. He's not going to say, yeah, I'm concerned about the seeding before they even play their first game. That's not a good... The same reason we all want Joel to play in the opener and the excitement for the season, what a bummer that would be if the coach
But there's
like, yeah.
a way to hedge the answer where you acknowledge the reality that if he misses time, it could hurt.
Without saying, but it
damns us to being damned.
No, you're right. But I
so
would
why
also,
didn't
these,
he do
these
that?
Guys are
because
not,
he
like...
didn't have the courage to keep it real. That's why he didn't do it. Because he's got to answer to an owner that probably doesn't want him to say it, a superstar that probably doesn't want him to say it.
Amen on that one,
right?
Joel.
Right?
100%.
But there's 5 to 10 million Sixers fans that we know what the truth is.
I am the type of like NBA fan and Sixers fan that I don't really dig in until like after the NFL mm-hmm. season, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. Is it bad for me to say all I care about is that he's healthy and 100% for the playoffs?
No, but and that's what James has been saying. It's not an unreasonable point, but my point, Ross, and I think John shares this sentiment, is if he only plays 40 games to try to have him healthy for the playoffs, it will put them in a very compromised position come playoff time.
Why?
Three reasons. One,
who cares if they're the seven seed?
No, that matters. So three reasons. One, you lacking home court advantage is not good. That's one. Two, you do face tougher competition when you're a 7 seed than a 2 seed.
Just in the first round.
Yeah, but even in the second round, you can face a 4 instead of a 2 or a 3.
Even with the back-to-backs,
they're
not going to be a top 2 or 3 seed.
If you have a healthy Joel Embiid, plus Maxey, plus Paul George in an improved bench, you could be.
If they don't play any back-to-backs?
And Ross, that's their choice. Here's the third reason, and this is a biggie. Continuity matters a ton in basketball. And the best example I can give everybody, the Miami Heat, when LeBron signed there, of course, went to 4 NBA finals in 4 years. Tremendous. But in their first 17 games together, they were 9-8. I mean, they had 2 all-timers. They had Bosh, 9-8. Now, look, they got it together fairly fast, obviously. They got to the finals the first year. But they also played a ton of games together. We could look it up, 70, 75, whatever. This group, Paul George, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, plus this whole new bench, if they only play 30 games together, that's not good for being ready in April. I've seen it enough in basketball.
So what's the magic number then?
A lot more than that. I mean,
how many do they have to play together for you to be comfortable?
68, 72. Well,
you want Joel Embiid to play 68 games this year.
No,
I'm just saying, though, because you understand it has to be one or the other. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. Joel Embiid is either going to be, probably not going to be healthy anyway, but either you do your best to get Joel healthy for the playoffs, or you prioritize playing them together and hope for the best. It's one or the other.
No, that's fair, James. Look, if I had to give you a number, I'll say 65.
It's way too many games.
But he's not going
to
play.
Way too
but
many
he's
games
not going
to play
65.
I don't want him to play 65. Okay. He's never held up when he's played that many games.
And they won't be gelled as a team come April, and they'll lose.
You got to take one or the other.
No, you're not wrong. I understand your point. All right. Look, all of this for everyone on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Also, two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor the survivors and, of course, remember those that have passed away. We all hope for a cure. ArminChevy.com. The two poll questions. Number one, do you think the Sixers knew prior to yesterday that Embiid would miss tonight's season opening game? Yes or no?
Of course.
Yeah, of course the answer is of course. Second, and that's where it's offensive that they announced it 32 hours before, you know, the start of the season. That's ridiculous. Because if he was going to miss one game, sure. You're going to miss a week? Come on, you know. Second question, what's your level of excitement for the start of the Sixers season? Very excited, mildly excited, not excited. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. More on the MVP.
That's such an unfair question.
Why?
Because no one's even playing. Can you believe this? You look at the depth chart. You got Paul George. Oh, he's out. You got Joel Embiid. Oh, he's out.
Yeah.
These are our stars. These are our stars,
Matt,
our two stars. It's the start of the season. The season has not begun. All they've done is practice. Wow,
not
it's just
him.
So bad.